Right now, right now, it is time to bring in Dr. Judy Werpin. She's with us on Thanksgiving morning. Judy, of course, is the co-author of the Serotonin Power Diet, serotoninpowerdiet.com. Simon loses his tummy, and Simon, does he get turkey for Thanksgiving? Good morning, Dr. Werpin, and happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you, and the same to you. And Simon will be with us, but under the table.
Thanks. <It's> patrolling, just to see what's struck.
Better Simon than some of your relatives. That's right.
Or some of your guests.
Right. Well, I'm sure that most of the people listening to the program right now are busy chopping, sautéing, peeling, roasting, basting, what have you. I doubt if there are many people who don't, at least women, don't have their hands on some food preparation, you know, in order to get ready for the meal coming later today. And it's so obvious to all of us who deal with the menu and the food shopping, etc., that Thanksgiving dinner is a dinner of excess. I'm not sure, I can't really remember when it became absolutely imperative that one have not one dessert, but two desserts, and maybe three desserts, when it became imperative that you have two or three or four appetizers, maybe even in some rare cases, soup, before you even get to the meal. And then the meal has to have at least two or three starches and vegetables, some vegetables which nobody ever eats at all, like creamed onions.
I guess Simon has decided that he doesn't want creamed onions.
That's right. Simon is saying, I'm here too.
I will be at the table, not under the table. Okay, go on.
Right. And Jill, and we all acknowledge that Thanksgiving is a time of excessive eating. What if you were somebody who, over, let's say, the last 6 or 7 months, had an operation to make your stomach tiny? You know, we've talked about this before, something called the gastric sleeve, in which most of your stomach is cut away and a tiny pouch remains, maybe the size of a golf ball or ping pong ball. And you can't eat that much food. Or you had another kind of operation in which your food really has to be limited in quantity because the stomach can't handle it. What do you do when you go to a banquet, as it were, a Thanksgiving meal, which everybody is eating large amounts of food, not just once, but they go for seconds, and when they say they're stuffed after the main course, and yet they do have room for two or three desserts, and maybe some nuts and chocolate after the, and certainly alcohol after the meal is over. What do? You're sitting at the table. People notice that you're having maybe, you know, a finger-sized piece of turkey and a tiny bit of perhaps sweet potato or squash, and that you have to refuse the desserts. Do you explain to people, well, I really can't eat this much because I just my stomach reduced? I mean, and then, of course, everybody in the table who is busy stuffing themselves looks at you and says, tell us about your operation, and the whole intent of the conversation is on you. Or do you sort of pretend that maybe you have a virus and you can't eat very much? You know, it's a quandary, and the reason I bring it up is that millions of people are now having this kind of operation. And it is really a direct conflict, you know, having the operation to being at a guest at a table where there is so much food and you are unable to eat it. So bringing attention to yourself is something that most people obviously would not want to do. But even behind that is a psychological problem of, hey, all my life I've been able to eat as much as I want, when I want it. I've never had to have any restrictions on how much food I could put into my stomach, and all of a sudden I'm faced with this banquet-sized array of foods, and I've been told that the only foods I really should be eating are foods which directly nourish me. Protein, let's say the turkey, some vegetables which will give me vitamins, and some liquid. That's it. How do you deal? And Marshall, you probably should weigh in on this. How do you deal with decades of eating whatever you want and as much as you want, and then going to a meal where eating excessively is the norm, where everybody does it, and you're sitting there with your tiny little stomach, and you can't put very much food into it? I think it's a real conflict. And the only thing that may be the only light about, the only solution to this, is that there are a lot of people now who go to Thanksgiving dinner with their own food restrictions, and so they really can't eat very much of what is being served either, because they don't eat gluten, or they can't eat certain vegetables because they have certain kinds of carbohydrates, or they can't eat cooked foods, they can't eat raw foods, they can't eat foods that because they have allergies, or they can't eat green or yellow foods. So in that sense, those people also have restricted diets, but they don't have the emotional problems that somebody who's always overeaten faces when the stomach no longer will contain the foods that he or she was used to eating.
Most of the time, if you go to an event like that and you've had that, you've already lost weight because there's a good 6 to almost a 12-week period where you start off with just a very small amount of liquid and you take a lot of these horrible, horrible, horrible acidic vitamins that you have to take over the first 8 to 10 weeks. So you live on antacids and after literally about 6 to 8, maybe 10 weeks. So you've already started to lose weight, if you go to this thing and you're only a month or two out, you're crazy. The only time you go to those things after you've had stuff is when you're adjusted now.
You shouldn't even put yourself in that position.
To this day I eat much less. I like the turkey that I have at my house, which is basically about half of an 8-pound turkey. The white meat will last 2 or 3 days. The dark meat, I will freeze some of it for meals later. But if you've had weight loss surgery, you don't go to these things until you're fully situated in you know exactly what you can intake and what you can, because if you make a mistake, and I tell you what, it is the most horrible feeling in the world. It is terrible. It is absolutely terrible. And everybody around you will see you get sick. They'll see it. And I'm not talking about eating a lot of food. You could eat 2 ounces of turkey and not chew it properly, and you will turn green and purple in front. It really is. So you shouldn't put yourself in that position.
I see. So, but of course, it's difficult I was thinking of somebody we know who is a year out, and he's lost more than a year out, and he's lost almost 100 pounds. And people knew him, and people don't know that he had the surgery, except a few select friends. And what do you do when you're invited as a guest? And a year earlier, you assumed that guest was going to be eating prodigiously, the way everybody else does. And suddenly this guest comes in, no, I'll just have my ounce, tiny bit of turkey.
You explain it to everybody. You do. You say, well, you know, I had surgery. I've had a weight problem my whole life. I had surgery. I can only eat this amount. You pre-explain
it. There's a point after you've gone through it.
You pre-explain it, and if they accept it, fine. And if they start asking you questions that they shouldn't ask you, you just say, hey, listen, I'm not going to really talk about it. I'm just letting people know that it's not that I don't like the food, but this is why I'm doing this. That's all.
No, I think you're right. I think what I was thinking about is that sometimes people don't want suddenly 25 people around the table looking at you and saying, oh, tell us about your operation and what were you like before you lost the weight. So you may not want to have all that attention on you. But, of course, the other thing is, why do we have to have so much food at Thanksgiving dinner?
Yeah.
Nobody really should be eating this prodigious amount of food and putting the person who really can't eat very much in this position of being the outsider. I mean, I think it's clearly even a normal meal, the person with their stomach surgery can't really eat that much of. But we put ourselves in a situation where if we don't have a gigantic amount of food, we feel we're not doing
justice to the holiday. Yeah, no, that's something to look at as well. And speaking of which,
anyway, so whatever you eat, enjoy it.
And on behalf of Simon, he wants to be fed. Happy Thanksgiving.
Take care. That is Dr. Judy Werpman and Food for Mood here on Robin Hood Radio.